time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome in to Old School. I am Harrison Arns, and that is DP, no Jay Foreman or Austin, but nonetheless, we'll keep it rolling here, right here at 93.7 The Ticket. Just wrapped up with Class C2 action in the state championship finals down there in Memorial Stadium on a windy day. Quickly, though, we do want to shout out our sponsor, Certified Piedmontese. You guys can always check them out. And again, if you guys want to join the show, 402-464-5685. DP. How's it going on what is one of the windier days that we've had so far this year?
Yeah, it's been fun watching it, looking out the window.
That last game, it was funny. I don't, the amount of, we'll just go for it on fourth down. I understood in that game with the way those elements were. Pom-poms were going all the way across the field from sideline to sideline. Cheerleaders were having to help each other out there, keep all their gear in place. But it was, I mean, what a day for state championship football. And shout out to all the fans who sat down, hunkered down, and weathered the elements for it.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works is this time of year, especially the, you know, Thanksgiving week. We kind of expect with the Huskers, Iowa, what the weather's going to be. We expect, I remember my first year here, I got here right around time for state finals, and it was much colder than this. Mm-hmm. So accept the win that it's, you know, 30s. And 40s rather than teens, because it says it's 43 degrees, but the wind is, this is one of those ones where you have to ask what the wind chill factor is.
Yeah. I mean, when I was walking in, it felt fine until I got downtown Lincoln. And then I started hitting the wind tunnels, like up by Superior Street. You know, it was cold. Don't get me wrong. You get to the downtown wind tunnels, it's a whole new ball game. I mean, my eyes were getting rocks thrown in them. The wind was blowing that hard.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing is that in the mornings and at night, I get hit with wind tunnel winds and tears run down my face from my eyes. And then people are like, you know, later on, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Just the wind. And I never get used to it. They also have to figure out a mask that covers your face, but you need your eyes uncovered, or at least the ability to see without having the wind smack it and tears running down onto the material. So you're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
On days like this, do you maybe regret coming to Nebraska when you have to bear these elements?
No, I lived in Utah.
Yes.
I lived in Utah, and DC had its own nastiness when it comes to weather. Just a different kind of nasty. Depending on
what is the Utah nasty? Because the Nebraska nasty is like the wind. It's the, you're getting the sand, just everything thrown at you on top of the freezing elements.
There's no humidity in Utah, or at least in the valley.
So the summers would be better.
But you're also dealing with, there's no humidity, so the sun sits on you. Utah is very much like Nebraska in that when it's where it's flat, it's super flat. But the mountains bring you closer to Mother Nature in whatever way Mother Nature's deciding to act, and you're up in it. So you can go to Park City, and then you can go to the Moab, you can go to the desert, you can go to the ski resort to the desert in an hour and 35 minutes, or you can go get on a lake, or you can go to the sand salt flats. It really is, it kind of covers everything, desert and mountaintop, all in the same. So you get used to that. DC, you get it, but you get it coming off the Atlantic, and it bounces off, then it then fights with the Potomac. And so you get all sorts of stuff there. Texas, you're going to deal with hurricanes and and floods. It just depends on where you're. Charlotte, you're going to deal with hurricanes. Not much snow, but when it does get cold coming off the Atlantic, you know, yeah, it beats up on you pretty good. So no matter where you are, other than California, I mean, but then there's earthquakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that's beautiful about Nebraska. Like, everything you can deal with all. The only thing that really scares you is a tornado. But other than that, like the major, you don't got to worry about the hurricanes. You don't got to worry about, you know, the 115 degree summers where you get down to Texas.
Some would say those tornadoes are something to worry about.
Well, some others will go and chase them as soon as they see one pop out of the cloud.
Yeah, and then if there's the flood, then the fact that the water has nowhere to go.
Yeah, I forgot North Bend was underwater for a little bit there. Yeah, we got some problems.
You have some wicked storms that come through here, and they seemed. I mean, this is when the city has tornado alarms, when it has weather alarms that people understand and listen for.
Yeah,
you've got some things. Right?
I guess it was last summer. Or last spring, I was sitting there, and there was three horns going on in different locations, and it was the craziest thing you hear. It was like echolocation. The way it was just, it almost sounded like a symphony. It was a terrifying symphony.
No, it's a Big Bird says this. The eye mask is called glasses, sunglasses. In case you're on the stream, I wear glasses, and I wear sunglasses, and it doesn't help. It doesn't help. That's literally my point. That the wind tunnel in the Haymarket and under the bridge and around this area, it finds its way through any crack and crevice, and it just pulls tears.
Yeah, I mean, it's when the wind's blowing that strong, it's going to find any crevice and just whip around in there. It is, man. I mean, are you a severe weather kind of guy? Are you one of those people that go out and storm chase?
No,
really?
No, I'm a bundle guy. Bundle up. When people ask you, what do you do? Oh, buckle up and settle in.
Yeah, what I write just time from those weather alarms only draw people to their porches. And I was wondering if you had some of that in you.
Okay. So I would say that's cultural. Because there is a portion of the population that does not do that.
What was the first tornado you've ever seen? Or have you not witnessed one? I'd imagine recently you've probably seen one.
Oh, no. The tornadoes will find you. Derrico's are another thing that seem to follow me.
I think he explained that to me that one time. It's just like an insane storm. Explain that to me one more time.
It's an accumulation of storm fronts that can end up in rain or tornado or hurricane.
And they just hit one after another, right?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's really the thing. I'm not the storm chaser. I'm not the tornado chaser. I'm not the... Hey, I need to go into the eye of the storm. I'm not that guy.
Some might call you educated.
Listen, it's called minding my business. Mind your own business. That is none of my business, what is going on between Mother Nature and them people out there. That ain't none of my business. I can mind my business. Listen, I have brick walls and ceilings, and in most cases, I have a generator that'll back up whatever electricity.
Now, that's a pro Midwestern move.
Right.
That is part of the culture.
But that was even in Texas, even in Virginia, we had a generator. And it was like, no, listen, we will mind our business. You handle what you need to do. But we're going to be able to boil water and take showers. No matter what happens, we want to be able to do those things and we'll be good.
And then the rest of the neighborhood says, hey, I heard you got a generator.
That generally what happens is, I mean, you know, down in Houston, there's 3 feet of water. They're like, oh, the Pearsons are good. we're going over there to shower. We're going to go over there and boil water. We're going to use their refrigerator because, I don't know, they can keep things cold or frozen. and the joke was, so Harrison, I'll give you a little hint. If a storm is supposed to come and Becky gets on a plane, the storm's coming. It's really going to show up because she's out of there. Like, and it's not that she's running from the storm, but the storm goes, oh, Becky's not there. Let's race some chaos. Let's do that.
So she's the good luck. You're the bad luck when it comes to weather.
She's out there and I'm sitting at the crib like, you ain't gonna believe this. You ain't gonna, like, I used to get caught in some snowstorms, man, where there was no power and even the generators, and we had a well that was our water source.
Oh, the well, a good water.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, good water, but bruh, it's only good if you can get to it.
Yep.
It's only good if you can get to it. Where our place would be where all the deer and all the animals would show up. They're like, oh, let's go over here. There's 18 inches of snow.
In the middle of the woods.
Let's just go to the Pearson household. Let's just, you know, the dogs will let us know what's really happened. As a matter of fact, they may bring us some food.
We got Adam from Lincoln in here. Says, DP, you need some World War II aviator goggles.
Yeah, the aviators.
People wouldn't even judge you if you were walking down the street with those on today.
Just full goggle.
The people are like, I get
full
it.
Full goggle. I always think Christmas Story. Not Christmas Story. Vacation.
Oh yeah,
with the fur hat with the flap.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sure that hasn't. Those hats have a name. What are those hats called?
Fur caps. I don't know. Whatever.
Are they fur caps?
That's what I always called them.
Yeah, the one with the ear flaps.
Yeah, it's
sometimes plaid on the outside.
There's probably a real name for it. Oh, it's a classic lumberjack hat, but yeah. I just call it the fur cap.
Yeah, there's also, like, I found out that I've been misidentifying hats. Like, there's a paperboy hat that's not really a paperboy hat.
What's the paperboy hat?
Oh, it's the little 1920s kind of small, thin cap with a short bill,
yep.
Right, to sit in there. And then there's the round ones that have their own, like, a box hat. And it's, like, it's all sorts of – I'm really bad at it. I'm like, that hat.
Yeah, I just call it the trapper hat.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the real name for it, because that was the trappers used to wear all the time.
Did you ever have you ever worn the fur hat?
Oh, when I worked at CIP, that's what I'd always wear for winters. You wear that, and then the face mask. That thing is so nice. It'll keep you warm.
What is the perfect Lincoln, Nebraska winter coat? Give me a brand and a style. Like, what is the perfect? Is it, because I see a lot of people who don't even wear coats. They just have the flannel shirt / jackets with the fur liner.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to look nice, like if you're, trying to stay warm.
Is that the nice look?
I think so. I mean, compared to what the real pros, you're wearing the long johns and then you're just busting out the overalls.
Right. Is that the
thick Carhartt overalls, or maybe you got another brand.
Do you have overalls?
Yeah. I got a couple pairs.
You've never worn them here.
It's snow. When I worked for CIP, I broke them out. You need those for snow removal, but I'm not working outside.
Yeah, so. But like Nebraska, Iowa snow games.
Yeah, I haven't actually. I haven't been to a game that's been borderline freezing. I usually hit the earlier ones. I have yet to be in like a November game, and also since I got down here in 2018, November games haven't been the hot ticket, unfortunately, for Nebraska football.
Well, I mean, you know, we can do the ticket run through tonight, you know, with what, but what
this should be a good one though. Friday, like it, I think it's going to snow, but it's well worth it for Friday. There's so much on the line.
Angry Ram says that Carhartt is Nebraska gear.
Yeah, for sure.
What is Carhartt?
Carhartt's like, well, now it's a lot of people are just wearing it because it became fashionable, but it's just the ultimate cold gear. Like, it used to be the blue collar gear. And it was not popular other than your farmers and your blue collar workers.
But what does it look like?
Gray and brown, thick, heavy jackets, thick overalls. They got a bunch of stuff, gloves. I mean, all cold gear. Think about what Under Armour is for their cold gear in the sports world. That's what Carhartt is for the blue collar world.
And then are long johns still the thing?
Oh, 100%. You got to have at least.
But what's the brand? What's the go-to brand?
Just whatever. I think long johns are fair game. I'll go get them at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's the...
Don't you want the new technology, the skin-tight cover, your heat?
They're tight enough, but you're going to put the overalls over it. Like, if you do it properly, you're going to get too hot. So you don't even get top dollar everything. As long as you got enough layers, it's all about layers. And then the Carhartt layers are so thick, the wind's not going to get through them.
Canvas stuff. Canvas. Canvas overalls, as opposed to denim overalls.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be the difference?
Probably water resistant, I would assume. Will it keep you drier? That'd be my guess.
Texture says DP, it's like Dickies, but heavy duty outdoor wear. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fact that I know that Dickies record resonated with me from my time in Utah.
You really don't got any Carhartt?
I do not.
That is surprising. For how long you've been? Because you've been in Utah too. I'd imagine that's Carhartt country.
Here's what's interesting. In Utah, I wore Under Armour long john.
Yeah.
Because they were form fitting and it just, I didn't have to worry about it. And then I could wear a hoodie on top of them and it was just simply fine. I don't think I've ever worn overalls, quite frankly. I don't think I ever have.
It's a game changer. I'll tell you what, the next time you go to a cold game, get some overalls. Absolute game changer.
There's only one more cold game and it's Friday.
And you should pull up in some overalls.
No.
You would blend in. You would be, people would totally be convinced, like DP's bought in 100%.
Harrison. Harrison, what strikes have you not met me?
I saw you show up in a Cowboys outfit, so I don't want to hear it.
Blending in. No, but the Cowboys think, wait a minute, black Cowboys existed before white Cowboys. Stop that.
Yeah, but you didn't look like a cowboy guy to me.
I did. I looked absolutely like a cowboy.
But I've never seen you be a cowboy in any other situation other than that one time. Do you have cowboy boots?
I have like four pairs.
Do you ever wear them to the station?
Yes. Jay Foreman would just take, I would wear them to remotes and.
Okay. I wasn't aware of your game then.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the cowboy scene.
Oh, no. Ostrich, gator. Yeah. It depends on the mood.
Okay.
I wear a ton of them like to UFC events and to WWE events. I just don't wear them to. I wore, as a matter of fact, Brian T said the first thing. Literally the first time I met Big Brian T, he was working security for Pinnacle Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, I had on cowboy boots. Had on cowboy boots and jeans. And he was like, Who is this brother with all this swagger? He's like, he can't be from here. And he goes, oh, that must be the new guy DP. And he walked up to me, and that was literally his introduction. He goes, you're the only person in here that could be DP. And sure enough, and he said it was the boots. It was the boots.
Maybe a couple other elements.
Well, like what? I mean, from Virginia, there's farms in Virginia. My family in North Carolina, it's a farm. They're farmers. So what am I? I lived in Texas for years. So exactly what would be required? I would say that I'm just as qualified as anybody to wear cowboy boots.
All right. You got, I was not aware of this backstory here.
Oh no. Game. Yeah. Cobra, the attaboy Kirk. What is okay. So then that would be its own question because then it would be, what is the cowboy boot of Nebraska choice? Is that a farmer's boot or is that a chic clothing edition cowboy boot? If there is a worker's boot, what is the cowboy work? What is the farmer's cowboy boot versus the city dude's cowboy boot? I'd be interested in knowing what that is. There are true boot places all over Texas,
mm-hmm.
and all over Utah. So I had a lot of choice. I would ask what local folks are wearing. Just for the record, because if you tell me that, you know, I need overalls, I'll have to ponder that. I'll have to go to the crew. I cannot lose my brother card over some overall.
But you wear the like the snow boots or the thick boots with the overalls, not cowboy boots.
I did not lose my brother card because the cowboy boots. I could lose them over overalls. I need to go to the council and do a review. I need to meet the elders. There's a kangaroo court in football where you, baseball and basketball.
Yep.
There's a brother's court that, hey man, hold, and you have to go in with your brother card in hand. Cause if you answer wrong, they'll take it from you. They'll take it from you.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of things that can get your brother card taken.
Well, you got, I mean, down in the South, there's a lot of fishing. You guys wear the waders. So pretty close.
If you're in the bayou,
yeah,
you do the waders.
Yeah.
If you're in the Carolinas, unless you're out on a big boat, you don't do waders. But on the bayou, there's waders because you're in the water fighting things.
Yeah.
Like, and they're fighting you back.
That's pretty close to
they're
overall.
They're fighting you back. Like, you know, listen, Gator, sir, let's have this conversation.
Yeah, that's a different breed of people down there. They are the equivalent of like Florida's crazies. Like, I don't know how you handle living next to the crazy creatures that you do. Same thing down there.
Different deal.
All right. We'll go to break. You guys are always welcome to join in. 402-464-5685. Don't go anywhere. Old School DP Harrison Arnes.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Old School. We got DP Harrison Arns. DP's getting educated on the Carhartt culture.
Oh, just no, the cold weather culture. No. We're going to do full disclosure. Because I'm telling you, Harrison was trying to set me up. He was up to subterfuge because he had me think. So he's showing me the bibs, the overall bibs. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, what you should do is get your long johns, put on the bib, and then put your hoodie on over the overalls. And I was like, bruh, I have never in my life seen somebody wear a hoodie.
Yeah, you would have been called out in public.
Harrison would have had y'all laughing at me. He'd have had people taking pictures on social media. Oh, look here. Look at this right here. Look at DP. And Harrison all the while laughing because I'm out here wearing my hoodie in the wrong place. Like, don't
that might have been the story.
No, yeah, you know, I'm sharp game. There's some things I need to see. Kubski says, I usually go sweater and throw it over a Husker hoodie with some long john pants and sweatpants. So he's wearing long john pants.
Yeah.
Sweatpants.
Yep.
Bib. So the overalls.
Yep.
So three layer pants.
Perfect. That's how you beat winner.
Do you know, are you familiar with the UFC fighter Derek Lewis?
Yeah.
You know his most famous post-match quote?
I can take a guess.
Yeah, he took off everything because he said part of his body was sweating. That's all I can imagine right now, Harrison Arns.
Oh, it's not, though. It's perfect. Like, so if you're doing some hard labor, you will be sweating. It might get a little bit too warm, but then you just shed off a jacket.
But the one guy said he was going dance. Kurt said he was going dancing. He says, I wear my boots to country dance, real dance, not line dancing. So I need to digest this statement that he wears his boots to country dance,
mm-hmm.
comma, real dancing, comma, not line dancing, period. He says, and in my defense, I'm a 5 that married a 9 because I can dance. Kurt, amen. Nice, man. Hellman, well done.
Hey.
Look, he figured it out, right? I've been saying this all along. A whole lot of dudes, if they had learned how to dance, life becomes a whole lot simpler. I just going to explain it to you. But is he saying that he country dances and then does real dancing, but not country line dancing? Is that how you read that?
That's how I read that. Okay. I am not familiar with the country line dancing game and what the hardware is for that. I don't know. I don't know if you need different boots or different shoes.
No, whatever you wear is whatever you wear.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stomping in country line dancing to my recollection. It's been a minute since I did it.
That's about right though.
For a reason. Because let me tell you, Harrison, there are dance clubs where certain gentlemen are okay with me showing up and dancing with the women because they kind of feel like, you know what, this is his space, go ahead and do you.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I show up at a place that country line dances, there's, you know how I work in thirds?
Yeah.
A third of the people in there are like, DP, you go, boy.
Mm-hmm.
A third of them people, DP, go. Go. Get out of here. Get out of here. This is for us. Don't you come in here stealing our stuff, DP? Like, all I need for you. Look, first of all, they're mad I'm in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I know the songs, it's a whole different level of venom. A whole different level of,
do you listen to country?
I'm from Virginia.
Yeah, that's a bad question.
I'm from Virginia. I'm more southern than Nebraska, sir. I'm more country than Nebraska is country. Nebraska is farm. I am more country.
I can agree with that. Because we're not, you know, Texas country.
Right. There's a difference. Yeah. I understand. I mean, they would talk.
We're farm country.
Longitude.
We're Bush Light John Deere country.
Listen, my friends split into those thirds. I got a third of my high school friends wore cowboy boots to high school every day of their life. They wore those overalls. They would wear my baseball captain he would spit tobacco and wore a real funky hat, and he had John Deere hats.
Hopped in the diesel truck after school.
Listen, bro, that's what they did.
Yep.
That's what they were going to listen to, some Skinner and some Southern. There's a band called the Road Ducks from Virginia, and that was the real thing. And that was part of the deal. I'm friends with Darius Rucker. So he's from South Carolina. And he was raised on country music, country and choir, gospel choir.
Okay. That's good, Mick.
He played pop because he was also a fan of that. But when he transitioned from Hootie and the Blowfish to Darius Rucker, to just being Darius Rucker, he made country music. And there are some people who lost their ever-loving minds. They lost their ever-loving minds, right? And you go, wait a minute, pause, right? What's going on? Well, that boy's from South Carolina. He was raised on Charlie Pride and Freddie Fender. That's just how it works. Matter of fact, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, right? The
Country Hall of Fame?
No, the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
He was inducted to Hall of Fame. There were people that were mad about it. Like, he just got here. No, but he was singing this long time ago. Y'all just caught on. He was always doing that. So, and it's the thing that there are people, and you really get country people real messed up.
It's been, I'll say this much. It's been troublesome for country. There's been, I think it was Beyonce that won a bunch of country awards. I don't listen to country anymore, so I couldn't tell you what the drama
She's
was behind that.
From Texas.
Yeah, a lot of people lost their minds over that.
She's,
I remember,
from Texas.
I didn't listen to the album, so I couldn't tell you.
But here's the thing. Neither did they. Yeah, neither did they. That had nothing to do with what upset them. Like, the whole point is, go, wait a minute. You go back. Country music was created by other folks. It was started by other folks. Calm down. Nothing belongs to you. Stop it. It's everybody's. Let everybody, if somebody wants to sing with a twang, if somebody wants to do some storytelling, if somebody wants to boot scoot, let them. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I don't have no problem with Eminem rapping, so neither should you. Like, just chill out and let people do what they, you know what? Create an art. If people don't want to listen, apparently a lot of people liked it because a lot of people bought it.
I feel like boy bands are always a bunch of white dudes. Is there a black boy band that I'm missing that was super popular?
The greatest boy bands of all time was the Jackson 5 and New Edition.
Mm, yeah.
And that's the metric for all of it. The Osmonds certainly played into it because they were cute guys that just lined up and did their thing. Right? Dancing had to be involved. You know, harmonizing certainly would play into it. Boyz II Men was going to be that until injury and otherwise. New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. There was a
whole, I guess, yeah. Some of those I just don't think it's boy bands, though. The way that the boy bands were when I was growing up.
Well, but they go back. And as Bolivar says, you can go back. Clitonia John says, you can go back to the Temptations. Motown. Those were young men like Frankie and the Teenagers. That's a boy band. That was a boy band. But boy bands were set to cross over into the population of young women who would buy into it.
Yep.
Sometimes you didn't break into music until it was too late for you to be considered a boy band, right? You just go, no, you're a grown man. You're a grown man. You out here, hey, chill out. Like, calm down. Old dad said, you can be from Texas or Virginia and y'all still don't get a pass to sing country, in my opinion. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Identified one of the threats.
Hey, I told you, right? I told you.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, you know, I like it, though. I said, that's your line. I'll get 34.
Getting your third. I'm okay with your third. Like, you in the third. Here's the beauty of what music allows you to do. It allows you to change the channel. And all of it. Just don't buy it and just don't listen to it. Like,
that is one of the more unique things to be upset by.
That's the hill you were going to die on. That's the hill that you're going to play.
Well, we saw that with the Taylor Swift hill a little bit there.
Like, well, but she started as country. And yeah. Then people were like, oh, she's she's one of us.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, she's not.
And then she got in the pop and everyone's like,
oh, you traitor. Man, you know. We get weird with ownership. And then the right to choose who can be what.
Yeah.
Like that part, like that part to go. It's like the guy we were having the conversation, the guy said, somebody asked if I was a Husker. Mm-hmm. And some people said, absolutely. And some people were like, no, you're not from here. You can't be Husker. I was like, show me your credential to tell me.
Yeah. That gets weird too, because like you'll sit all the time and it's like, who do you root for? Michigan. Did you go to the University of Michigan?
Nope.
No.
Nope. And it doesn't matter.
And if you want to make those lines, it's like, goodbye to 75% of your fan base.
Goodbye to a lot of what you root for.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the artists that you're rooting for. You don't know the bands. You don't know the singers. You don't know them. And guess what? Quite frankly, they're probably not going to agree with you. Because if you're in this, if you listen to the Beatles, you know who you're listening to? Little Richard. Like, you have to understand that none of it's new and none of it's original unto itself. You have to pay tribute to the fact that it existed in another form before its current form.
Yeah, and that's why we're, you know, I'll say this very specifically. The old Kanye, he looped in so many of like really old song tracks.
But that's what.
But that, it was beautiful about
and that's what people got mad about, was that it doesn't have merit because you're borrowing somebody else's music. No, you're paying tribute to. Mm-hmm. And as long as you pay them for using it, it's a thing. Clinton John says, fun fact, when the Eagles broke the music scene, from California, they were considered country at first. You know why? Yep, you hit it right on the head. Bolivar says this, Austin is one of the fastest growing music cities. Yep. And you have to understand that in that, acoustic music crosses several lines. And where Austin and what's the music? So Austin,
Nashville would be another.
No, there's an Austin City Limits or something.
Okay.
There's a crossover of actual singers, songwriter, musicians who would be able to perform and sing without all of the amps, all of the lights, all of the production. Can you perform and entertain and hold an audience by creating your own thing, playing a guitar or piano, and singing in your own actual voice without auto-tune, being able to harmonize with another singer? Because if you can't, if somebody comes in and jams with you, if you can't match their voice or at least harmonize with them, then you get less credit in the business. So the beauty of all of this is at some point they've begun to blend and take good from each other and then stay away from the things that don't work. So yeah, it's a full thing. Believer's on fire. He goes, yeah, he posts Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, crossover, and then Kid Rock, yeah, crossover, and then cross back again, right? it's beautiful. It's beautiful, right? The acapella thing is a beautiful thing. Street corners in Philadelphia, New York, Detroit. Mm-hmm. Street corners in Atlanta, in Dallas, Texas, and in Los Angeles, California. Those things all play into each other, and that's why music continues to evolve, right? It doesn't belong to any of us. It belongs to all of us all the time. All genres belong to everybody all the time. Fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's there just funny go. When people...
We'll go to break. We do have a great text. I'm going to read this and then let y'all marinate on it. I said, DP, take it from an old white guy who grew up in North Omaha. Take yourself over to Tractor Supply on North 27 and go clothes shopping. You will find Carhartt and a bunch of other stuff. There are definitely a few things out there that could cost you your brother card, but other stuff will just keep you warm. Want to review when you get back. You know what?
Lose that's the brother card or stay warm.
Hey, that is a thing. You want to be cute or you want to be warm? There's a look. Under 37 degrees, cute goes out the window. I need to be warm. We'll be back.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in Old School. Harrison Arns, DP. Appreciate you guys joining us. 402-464-5685. We have Ridge Love It Takedown Tuesdays coming up for the next hour. And then we still got some Class A state football action. Pregame 7 o'clock, kickoff 7:15 p.m. Nick Sander, Jay Foreman down there at Memorial Stadium.
It's the big one. It's the big one.
Yeah. Hopefully Jay's not freezing. I was hearing Jay. He's getting a little mopey on the breaks. I could hear Jay about how cold he was. He's keeping it tough when the action's going live, but during the breaks, I hear the conversation.
Oh, all that Buffalo talk playing in the old stadium. All that, boy, he is miserable. He is feeling some kind of miserable.
It sounded like he had a plan, though, to go get some more gear. This next
one. Well, he had time. Mm-hmm. He had time, and it became a thing, right? You've done those. I've made a point that there are certain places that I just will not broadcast from in season. That was a part of basketball. The beauty of basketball is that you're inside.
Yep.
Once you get there, you're good to go. You're good to go. And it's not that way all the time. So we figured out during the break, right? And everybody, most people know I'm a big ancestry guy, and I've done a lot of research and had a lot of investigators get in there. So I'm just going to do a roll call of some of the country music relatives I have. Right? Because, you know, if Cubsker says, well, yeah, I got Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. I got country in my blood. Well, so do I. I got country in my blood. So I'm just as entitled as anybody to talk about
ancestry
country.
Off.
hey, man. Well, here's the thing. I tell people all the time, you don't want to get in that battle with me, because I've been in the game too long to try to find out what was really going on with life. And it was necessary. Absolutely necessary. All right. So to just the roll call, just country music. Let's start with Elvis Presley. Is that a fair?
Was he considered like country back then? Because when I was growing up, it was King of Rock.
He's from Tennessee, so yeah.
No, I'm with you.
But then he went into blues and mm-hmm. pop music and various things. Are presidents country?
Abe Lincoln, I'd say he's pretty country.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, is he country? Charlottesville, Virginia.
I think so. Yeah, by right? location would say. I think if you're just born in that era,
Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Is she country?
I think so.
Like, I would think that's fair, right? Marilyn Monroe, wasn't she a country girl? Gone big time? Yeah. Right?
Where's she from originally?
Right. I think that's right. Rutherford B. Hayes. Like, you can't be, like, he's country. Yeah. Millard Fillmore. Mm-hmm. That's a country name. Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
Country name. There's some things. Is Thomas Edison country?
I think in that era, you're country.
Okay.
Just simply for the times being, like, you got to be a little country.
What about the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee?
Yeah.
Country. Definitely country, right? Right. So I've got Susan B. Anthony. Is she country?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just Orville and Wilbur Wright from North Carolina.
Country.
Got a little. Okay. What belongs to one of us belongs to all of us. Sir.
You're gonna show up at a dance club one of these days, and people are.
I'm gonna show up in overalls.
One of us.
Overalls, cowboy boots. You gotta let me know whatever else, but I'm gonna have my hoodie on the inside, sir.
Lose a brother card.
There we go.
Stay warm.
Amen.
That's old school. Don't go anywhere. Ridge Love at Takedown Tuesday is coming up next.